Todd Henke says he's devoted the last 12 years to teaching students all manner of practical skills, from woodworking to engineering, welding, architecture, even English. He says he's largely self-taught.
A lot of the different areas I've taught, I've had to learn in order to teach, or just learn along with the students.
He says he hopes to attend 2 certificate programs at institutions in Utah to expand his formal expertise.
I mean, I have a lot of the experience, but some of the theoretical knowledge, and just make sure that I can teach with better confidence, more clarity, more accuracy.
He says he first started making guitars while teaching on Alaska's North Slope and rediscovered the craft after schools went remote last spring. Henke says after he completes the Luthier Master Course at Utah School of Guitar Making, he hopes to share the craft with Ketchikan High School woodworking students.
We could probably even do it as a standalone class, because you might get some students who are interested in that but may not be interested in woodworking otherwise.
He's also planning to study building technology, or home building, at Bridgerland Technical College. He'd take an 8-to-10-month course where a group of students build a custom home from the ground up. And he says he'd like to bring a similar program to K-High, though it would require significant investment and changes to the district's career and technical education program.
My vision would be that we could actually take a group of students and throughout a year build a home, or like a tiny home, or even do just significant remodels within the community.
The superintendent's office recommends approving Henke's request for a sabbatical. He'd be paid half his usual salary during his absence. Ketchikan's school board is scheduled to take up the request on Wednesday. In other business, the school board will consider recognizing Elizabeth Paratrovich Day on February 16th on the 2021-2022 school calendar. It wouldn't be a day off for staff or students, but board member Diane Gubitayo said at the board's last meeting that she'd like to see the district recognize the day in 1945 that Alaska's territorial governor signed the landmark civil rights law that Paratrovich championed.
I think it would be nice to acknowledge it as a holiday locally and on our calendar officially, even though, like I said, the students still attend class that day.
The draft 2021-2022 school calendar would also keep the district's early release day on Friday. Early release days were originally scheduled for Wednesdays, but were moved to Fridays in 2020. The school board meeting gets underway virtually at 6 p.m. Wednesday. Members of the public will have an opportunity to address the school board at the beginning of the meeting, but they must register by 1 p.m. Wednesday by calling the board clerk at 247-2142. Written public comments can also be submitted to the clerk by email and will be read aloud. The meeting is broadcast on the borough's website and live-streamed on local cable channels. We've got all the details at krbd.org. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.